Oh my gosh, you know, this is like number 25. We've been doing this show now for 25 weeks. Oh, I forgot to tell you, this is The Bunker. I'm Willie B. This show, we're going to call it the Trade and Barter Show, because you know what? Just like the song said, money ain't going to be good for nothing. Well, wait a minute. I take that back. Might go pretty well out in your outhouse. That's right. It ain't going to be good for anything. If everything collapses, like everybody's just so afraid of and everything, money's not going to be worth nothing. So don't be hoarding all your money. It's actually, especially with everything that's been going on here lately, get real. I mean, we have been spending, the government, everybody's just spending money like crazy, handing it out left and right. Where's the backing for all that? It's crazy. I swear, it's crazy. I mean, right now, gold is at $1,940 an ounce. How crazy is that?
All the gold in California is in. Somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man. I in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. A brand new game.
What good is gold going to be if the pandemic wipes everything out and we become our own little nation of Kodiak? You know, what do we need gold for? What are you going to use it for? We're going to be on the barter and trade system, not the gold and oil system. Oil's at $40 a barrel, and I really don't ever see that going back up to where it was, the historical $100 a barrel thing. So we need to get ready to ride that out as well. Nope, what we're going to need is bullets and lots of them. I thought about this for a while. I was always, you know, ever since I've been on Kodiak, I've always thought Kodiak was the right place to be. I still do, as long as we get those hoop houses. That's right. I threw the hoop houses in there again. But we get the hoop houses. We've got our fish. We've got meat. We've got our wind power. We've got our hydroelectric power. We don't really need gasoline. It's a small island. We can always go back to hiking, biking, riding, well, with the electricity, when we got plenty of electricity, so actually electric cars might be a good idea. But gold and silver, oil, no, we don't need that. we're going to need ways to sustain our way of living, and that's going to involve guns, bows and arrows, slingshots, fishing poles. That's the kind of stuff that you should be investing in. Now, guns, you know, everything I've read, you know, I know a lot of you out there just love your long guns, the 300 Winchester Magnum, where you can, you know, be 300 yards away from a deer and shoot it and kill it. That may be your thing, but, you know, stalking is going to become the way of life if we're going to be going down to shotguns and bows and arrows, because a shotgun is actually the most versatile weapon you can have in your home. Great for home defense, and it's great for getting you that meal for dinner. Little rabbit. And if you're a good stalker, you can even get that deer, and they're actually pretty good protection against bears. But you got to work on your stalking skills. And then next is the bow and arrow, which actually might be the number one thing you should have and should learn to use. But it takes talent and time and practice. And again, you got to work on those stalking skills. I know a lot of you are attached to your long guns, but we just don't always get what we want.
A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. You can't always get what you want. just might find. You get what you need.
Tell you what I want. I want a red vet, electric.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways at a wooden mat. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them mules. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should close my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
Finally. will try to tame your little red love machine.
Okay, I digressed. I really don't need an electric Corvette, but it sounds cool, doesn't it? No, you got to have something that you can actually trade and barter with. Gold and money, nobody's going to want that in when the apocalypse happens, so we got to have things that other people want and need. That way we can do the trade and barter system. I'll trade you a dozen arrows for a quarter of that deer you just shot, you know? Something like that. I'll reload your ammunition as long as you provide me with some fresh salmon or some fresh fruits and vegetables from the hoop houses. Ha ha, I had to get that in there again. I really think we need hoop houses. All right, that's going to do it. As usual, all of these opinions and comments and thoughts and everything are mine and mine alone. They absolutely have nothing to do with KMXT, KODK, Kodiak Public Broadcasting. If you want to yell at somebody, send me an email, willie@kmxt.org, and I'll be sure to delete it. Hey, thanks for listening. Have a fantastic day.
Let me choke on your spirit, gonna roll in your hay. Want to walk in your shadow, we can call it a trade. Let me smile in your mirror and say what you say. Gonna try on your jewelry and lay where you lay. You got that taste in your mouth, but you got nothing to say. And that pillow you dream of is still keeping your shape. Gonna try all your things on and smile like and see for a while. And I'll get to you, my heart and soul. That's what I'm saying. And I'll get to you, my heart and soul. We can call it a trade. When we were first meeting, you were laughing out loud. That's all that was yours. You lost in a crowd. All your friends have been asking, where on earth did you go? I took that laugh that was yours and told them, I don't know. So get used to it, baby. All those things that you bought, they were never yours, but always part of the plot. And that's that all you keep it. That one you ignore. Until it closes your door, and I'll get to you, my heart and soul. Let me sing it now. And I'll get to you, my heart and soul. We can call it a trade. Give to you my heart and soul, and I'll give to you my very soul. We can call it a trade. It's a trade. It's a trade. Yeah.
so many rules for things that matter to me. Like driving on beaches and a license to fish in the sea. I used to live like a gypsy, I'd camp by the side of the road. Now they just move me along, there's nowhere to go. Well, I'll give up my gun when the ocean runs dry. I remember when fireworks were always a family affair. The whole town would turn up to join the event of the year. Well, there were crackers and sparklers and rockets and fountains and shells. When they took them away, they took some of our freedom as well. I'll give up my gun when the sun doesn't shine. Now I lock up my house, lock up my car and my shed. If I try to defend them, I'm likely to get locked up instead. Because the scumbag's got lawyers and rights, so the law lets them be. While the honest, hard-working gets shafted, fight to stay free.